I can remember being in Sunday school just a few years ago. And I think even from that sort of stage in life, and you're probably the same, hearing that parable of the sower for the first or the second or third time, and maybe being led by the person doing this at the front, or just thinking in your mind about who you are and where you are, wondering what type of sower you are. A little bit rocky, but doing okay. Trying to sort of rationalize and sometimes maybe goad and challenge yourself to be that little bit better for God. In the parable, we see questions of growth. What it looks like, what sustains it, and what prevents it. Coming to the force as we think of the diverse terrain of the lives that we live. The reality is that what is given is not always received or sustained in the same way. Whatever challenges stand against the possibility of God's kingdom breaking forth, the seeds broadly sown can and do come to growth in ways that are sometimes unpredictable. The behavior of the sower is itself, at the very least, something that we need to think about. A good sower knows where to seed and where to avoid, otherwise wasting valuable seeds on soil that won't produce. My dear wife keeps telling me that she's bought the books, that they're in the house, that tell me how to look after the garden. And I think that little stubborn will in me determines that actually I know what I'm doing, when actually after a few months, stuff hasn't started to sprout and flourish the way that it should. Seed is scattered broadly without concern or apparent concern for where it lands. On the path, on rocky ground, among thorns, or on good soil. It's not, by practical standards, an efficient way of gardening or farming. One might expect a more careful, methodical way of sowing the seed in the first place. So the style seems a little bit elaborate or lazy, perhaps. And certainly for the crowds that were listening, they would have thought in a similar way. It's strange as well that being by the lake, Jesus doesn't talk about fishing or sailing or the sea and the tide and the waves, but he thinks about the farmer and turns their attention away from maybe what they're seeing to the forefront and what is actually going on behind them. So the sower seeds everywhere and draws our attention to different kinds of soil, raising the possibility that the parable is saying something about the nature of what is given, that the seed is offered widely, not only where success is a given. At the same time, it doesn't ignore the reality that the growth, depending on where the seeds fall, will be uneven. Some seed won't take root, it will be choked, or it will actually grow to maturity. Hard-packed soil, a little bit like the gravel roads that we have around us here, the rocky soil that has no depth to it, the soil that is amongst the thorns and thistles. Perhaps the most interesting soil is the one that yields in an abundant fashion, 30, 60 or 100-fold. It's not just that this is a good soil, it's packed with miracle growth, if you like. It's the stuff that is producing beyond wildest dreams. But it also leaves room for reflection. Although there's not a uniform outcome, differences are not intended to be a cause for comparison, so much as an acknowledgement of our differences and our fruitfulness, because we are all different in life and in faith. Exploring the parable, we get caught up, as I said at the start, in the business of seeds and soil. We think about where we fit in, we're struck by the reality of what it means to be soil, good or otherwise. We know that much of the time we are more like the hard or the rocky or the thorny stuff rather than the good. We wish that we could pray and pray more and pray better. We wish that we could share our faith more easily, and so on and so forth. Because most of the time we don't feel like good soil. We can see and feel our failures. We reflect on the rocks and the thorns and the hardness that's within us. But the parable isn't about the seeds or the soil. Jesus begins, "Hear then the parable of the sower, not hear the parable of the seed." It's about the one who owns and who works in the field, the one who plants the seeds. Parable is about God, the one who's willing to see that there is every possibility everywhere, even in the rocky, the hard, the shallow, or the thorny. Even knowing that the seeds may not grow in poor conditions, God scatters and plants anyway, because he can. The sower seems to be scattering seed, knowing that it will probably not grow, but seeing the possibility that it might. So here we come before a God and sharing communion with him, a God who is determined to let creation know that we are cherished and loved wherever, whatever, whoever we are. Amen.